As I was reflecting on the gospel today, especially on the first part of the gospel, one question that came to my mind last night was, if I would be given 30 days, only 30 days to live, what will I do? And that question that came to mind as I was reflecting on the gospel today actually reminded me of a visit that I had a few years ago when I got a call for the sacrament of anointing. And when I arrived at the home, at the house of the person, I was very surprised that she was a young lady, actually in her 40s, and she was diagnosed with cancer, and it was in the late stage already. And she had little children, and it was just overwhelming. The situation was just overwhelming. At the end of the anointing, I asked her, what will you do that you were only given this much time to live? And she said, I will just gonna continue the same way, just to do my best to be a loving mother and wife to my family. I'm not gonna change anything. I was like, wow. And that was quite profound. Same thing that happened today in this gospel. The Pharisees warned Jesus, you know, Herod is out to kill you. The Pharisees were practically telling Jesus, your days are numbered. And probably they were expecting Jesus to say, oh, so that means I have to go underground now. I have to change my ways. If I am only given this much time to live because Herod is out to get me, then I have to change. Then I have to change the way I do ministry. But Jesus said, go and tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons and I perform healings today and tomorrow. And on the third day, I will accomplish my purpose. He was practically telling them, I'm not going to change anything. I will going to be healing today and tomorrow, and I'm going to be doing the same things that the Father has asked me to do from the beginning. How I wish I could always say this to myself. You know, that I don't have to change anything because I am already living the life that the Lord is asking me to do at the moment. That I don't have to scramble and change drastically my ways, because I am already proud of what I am doing at the moment, following the will of the Lord. And to be very honest with you, if I would be given like a sentence right now, there are so many things that I would change right away. And I'm just hoping that I would be given that time, that warning, but not all of us are given that warning. So the gospel today is a sobering reminder for us to try our best to live in the ways that the Lord is asking us to live. You know, we heard the old adage or saying that to live as if every day is our last day. You know, not that we're morbidly, you know, waiting for our death, but rather making the most out of what we're given on every single day, because each day really is a gift from the Lord. The first reading today from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians is a complement to the message of the gospel today. Draw your strength from the Lord and from His mighty power. If we draw our strength and power from the Lord every single day, then we are living each moment, each day, as if it is our last, which means also that there's no drastic or revolutionary thing that we need to change in the way we lead our life. In the end, it is really a call to be who we are as created in the image and likeness of God. And there is no greater joy than to be at home with our real self. And what is our real self? That we are sons and daughters of the Father. And if we relish in that, then we are at home.